You're listening to SBS News.
Evo, pratim na mom jeziku ovo dešavanje.
That is the voice of Ratko Mladic, explaining he can follow the court proceedings in a language he can understand. The proceedings at The Hague are being broadcast via video link due to the COVID-19 pandemic and were beset by technical problems early on.
Your Honours, my IT colleagues are looking into the issue. We will get back to you regarding
the UN court was set up to hear appeals and the remaining cases from the former Yugoslav tribunal, which closed in 2017. When the hearing did finally start, presiding judge Priska Nyambe said Mladic has put forward 9 grounds of appeal, asking either for acquittal or a retrial.
Mr. Mladic advances 9 grounds of appeal with numerous sub-grounds challenging his conviction and sentence. He requests that the appeal chamber reverse erroneous findings of the trial chamber, quash his convictions, and acquit him. In the alternative, Mr. Mladic seeks a retrial or a reduction of his sentence. The prosecution responds that Mr. Mladic's appeal should be dismissed in its entirety.
Mladic was convicted in 2017 for genocide and crimes against humanity during the Yugoslav wars and is currently serving a life sentence. He was found guilty of overseeing the slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica in 1995 and attacking and murdering civilians during the 43-month siege of the Bosnian capital, Sarajevo. Judges had ruled that Mladic was responsible for massacres of Bosnian Muslims and ethnic cleansing campaigns, all part of a plan to forge a greater Serbia out of parts of former Yugoslavia, alongside former Bosnian Serb leader and politician Slobodan Milosevic. 77-year-old Mladic appeared in person wearing a face mask, although he removed it after a few minutes. But Dragan Ivetic, one of Mladic's lawyers, says he isn't fit enough to face the appeal.
It is a denial of due process to sentence or proceed criminally against someone who is incompetent to stand trial. And at that point, the court should on its own initiative conduct a hearing on that matter.
Mladic's lawyers have repeatedly complained about his ill health, but judges said ahead of this hearing that they had failed to substantiate that Mladic is unable to communicate, consult with his counsel, and or understand the essentials of the proceedings. Mr. Ivetic insists Mladic is willing to have a full appeal at a later date.
Based on the same, Mr. Mladic does not waive his right to have a full appeal hearing on another date. I do not waive rights to any part of the appeal, and I engage today in a limited capacity in good faith as an officer of the court.
Mladic was convicted of 10 out of 11 charges at his initial trial. Prosecutors say his sentence should be upheld and that he should have been convicted of the 11th charge, genocide against Bosnians and Croats in 5 municipalities of Bosnia in 1992. Another of Mladic's lawyers, Peter Louise Baggett, explained they want the convictions quashed.
We invite the chamber to overturn Mr. Mladic's convictions entered by the trial chamber on the 22nd of November 2017. We do not intend to make submissions on every ground and every sub-ground in the appeal brief. Given the size of the appeal and the detailed and comprehensive written submissions the Chamber has already received in the form of the appeal brief and the reply to the prosecution's response, we are addressing the Chamber on selected grounds.
Mladic himself will have the chance to address the court for 10 minutes on the second day of the hearing. Judges are yet to set a date for a decision, but it is likely to be handed down sometime in 2021. Mladic had already evaded justice for nearly 16 years after his indictment in July 1995. He was finally arrested in Serbia in May 2011 and was transferred to The Hague to stand trial. Mladic's former political master, Radovan Karadzic, was similarly convicted of crimes, including genocide, for overseeing atrocities by Bosnian Serb forces during the war. His appeal was rejected almost in its entirety, and his sentence was raised from 40 years imprisonment to life. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.